Woody, remember what you said about that the thing?
Oh, it was like a little after 8.
Yeah, that thing during the show today.
Yeah.
Where we're talking about those people that did that stuff.
Yeah, right. It was so funny.
And that guy.
Yeah.
And the stuff that they had.
Yeah. And the place they went and talked to those other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was
me
fun.
Too.
Yeah. Let's hear that. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking. We're almost ready for the Fatal Four in our murder madness. It's time for the next contest.
It's time for the most cutthroat competition. Murder Madness. Serial killers battling it out and slashing their way to number one. Murder Madness.
We started with the
Sinister 16.
And then we went on to, right now, the Inmate 8.
Yep.
And then the Fatal 4 will be next.
Yeah. So this is one of the marquee matchups so far in the competition. And we have a special guest who not only tells us about who's going against who, but he also decides who would win in a battle to the death.
It is AI Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC.
Ah, yes. Two men, two legends of infamy, but only one can advance. On one side, O.J. Simpson, once a football hero, a household name. Then, well, a different kind of fame. Acquitted, but not exactly absolved. Swift, strong, and slippery, a man who, let's face it, knows how to escape a tough situation. And then there's Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer. A genius by IQ standards. A monster by any other measure. Towering, methodical, and oh, that voice. Deep, unsettling, like a bedtime story gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unlike O.J., Kemper didn't run. He turned himself in, almost like he wanted to be caught. So who takes this one? Speed or notoriety? Or brute strength and bone-chilling intellect? O.J. may have run through defenses in his day, but here, against a man who thrived in the kill, let's just say Simpson might want to keep running. Ed Kemper moves on.
Oh.
Now back to you, Woody, Jim, Gina.
Wow. Of course, OJ. You know, really, though, when it came to serial killers, OJ was kind of a tourist.
Yeah.
Just two?
Yeah.
Just two?
That's so weird.
You're not even trying. I'm sorry, that's terrible.
It's just awful.
May you rest in peace.
Wow, so big Ed Kemper moves on to the Fatal Four.
He's still alive. If he has our app, he could be listening right now. So congratulations, Ed.
I'm sure he is.
He narrates audiobooks from prison. That's what he does now.
I don't think I want him in my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do they let him do that? Like,
hopefully they're not kids' books. Yeah. All right. We have one more contest, and that'll happen an hour from now.
8:40. It's
Eileen Wuornos.
Yes.
The first female serial killer.
Portrayed by Charlize Theron in the movie Monster.
And it'll be going up against Gary Ridgway, the Green River. What?
Isn't it Ed
it's
Gein?
Ed Gein.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry. I got my murders all mixed up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He won yesterday, so they may face. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Three things you want to know this morning.
Get ready to boo, okay? A jury in Minneapolis convicted the founder of Feeding Our Future, an organization, along with another guy, on charges of fleecing taxpayers out of $250 million that was meant to go to feed hungry children during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh.
Wow.
Boo.
They go into jail.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Boo.
Wow. The TV show Severance, Jim, you're a big fan.
Yes.
Where they have a brain implant that makes you forget your workday. And it kind of separates you into two halves, your home life and your work life. People were asked, would you do it? 64% said, no way.
Yeah, and they're right to say that.
About 10% said they might think about it. 4% said they definitely would. But it's probably nobody has watched the show.
Yeah. In fact, let's make that part of our podcast extra today.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Usually we do a segment of the conversation we have off the air we didn't have time to do on the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you know what a living hell that would be if, you could just turn off two parts, like your work life from your home life.
Yeah, wow.
Really bad, even if it wasn't a made-up show.
Gina?
So Vanderbilt has, the latest study has found a cure for sickle cell disease.
Nice.
So it used to be you had to get a bone marrow transplant from a close family member, and it had to be a perfect match, typically from a sibling. But now researchers say that a stem cell transplant from a parent, a sibling, or a first cousin that are only a 50% match will still be successful.
Good deal.
All right.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vanderbilt. They do a lot of great things.
They do. Amazing stuff there.
Yep.
And kudos to Gino for getting through that whole story and still having the hiccups.
I know. I think they might be gone.
I hope so.
Me too.
You've been struggling. It's like a rough case of the
hiccups. It is a rough case, yeah.
All right, a Woody and Jim show podcast extra, talking about Jim's favorite show right now, Severance on Apple TV. TV Plus.
It is the cult favorite
of
so many people. And, hearing that poll that there was actually a part of the population that said they would undergo this procedure.
Right.
Which, if you're not familiar with the show, you get a chip implanted in your head, you go to work, and you get on the elevator. And then while you're on the elevator going to the floor where you work.
Yes.
Whoop, something splits.
Your brain zaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you don't remember who you are on the outside, like your home life.
Hmm.
You just know you're at work and you do your job.
Okay.
And then when you leave, you get back in the elevator. It reverses things. And you don't remember what happened at work. So it's totally like you can have that work-life separation.
Okay. But every day, do you remember, your home life while you're at home?
Yes.
So, okay, you don't have to restart every day, 50 first dates.
No.
You're, living two lives.
Okay.
You're living two lives. Okay. You're actually two separate people. So,
right.
Like, for the person on the outside who's not working, it's awesome. Because you walk into work and bink. You blink, mm-hmm. and you're walking out of work. You've just finished work. You don't remember anything.
Right. All of a sudden, you just have free time now.
Yeah.
If you had a bad day at work, it doesn't affect home life.
Exactly.
Huh.
But
yes,
for your the person that's at work, think about this. You're at work all day. You get into the elevator. You blink, and then you get out of the elevator. You're back at work. You're always at work.
Wow.
Always. And what if it's bad work?
Yeah.
What if it's a workplace where they're beating you?
Yeah.
Or
if you're working in a slaughterhouse or something
like that.
Or you
hate the people.
The job just sucks
because
the people are awful. You can't get away from them.
Oh,
I didn't think about that. I was thinking what if you're leading a double life and you had a relationship at work? And then a relationship.
Those kinds of
things. I'm sure that happens in the show.
In the show. And that's what makes it really interesting. Mm-hmm.
So I assume you have direct deposit if you work there. And then when you're at home, you'll just look at your bank app and go, hey, look how much money I made. I wonder what I do for a living.
Right. But your innie hates your outie.
Yeah. If you're at home, all of a sudden you look and you say, oh, how did I cut myself? I don't know.
Exactly.
Huh.
I saw something that was really funny on TikTok. That said, okay, if you were in one of these situations and obviously the innies hate the outie, but you're hating yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is just a different part of you.
Yeah.
What would you do? And some people were saying purposely poop your pants in the elevator so that your outie has to deal with it.
Well, then that's same with the outie too.
You could
drive to work and then you blink and you're out of work.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's really good for the person on the outside.
Yeah. But half your life you're just at work all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Mm.
So, okay. Yeah, that's why I said it was a living hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. I can see several disadvantages.
Yeah.
Right, they can do anything they want to you, and you don't remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, so. You can't stop them or you don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the regular podcast. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it's official now. America is filled with a bunch of sissy babies.
What makes you say that?
There's a new trend of people that want to get tattoos, but they don't want to have feel the pain or all the other stuff. So people are getting general anesthesia. Mm. They're being knocked out to get tattoos.
Like you would in an operation?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably do that.
And
I might. Woody, you
I have several tattoos.
You are tatted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the stronger one of us three.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Manly man with arms like tree trunks. You know, the thing is, it's like they want to be, you know, put out to get a tattoo completely asleep.
But don't you have to have like a doctor of anesthesia to do that?
I mean, you can't just do it at a regular tattoo shop. You got to go to like some surgical center, I would imagine.
Yeah.
To get an actual registered certified anesthesiologist.
Right.
So the tattoo's like four times the amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. They cost so much money because you have to add all that cost.
It's got to be like $5,000 to walk into one of those places and pay for all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they used to have a way to knock you out before a tattoo. It's called alcohol.
I would do laughing gas. If they give that option.
Oh, yeah. Like they do for like some dental stuff.
Laughing gas and just there they go, this hurts so much.
Oh wait, that's so cute. Look,
that's the part of the whole thing about getting a tattoo. You want to feel that pain.
Yeah.
Because you know, at first it hurts, then I gotta admit you kinda dig it after a while. That's all how I went from one tattoo to 13 tattoos.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of psychological stuff going on there. Yes.
I like cartoons all over my body, so it's good.
Yeah. But the cartoons mixed with pain is some kind of toxic drug that you got addicted to for a bit.
Yeah, but all my tattoos mean something. Well, not all of them.
Well, there's some.
A lot of them mean I'm an idiot. But if you're going to get a tattoo, you know, man up or girl up and just do it.
That's like kind of one of the requirements. Then. Yeah. Like it should be like if you're not up for the pain that you've got to go through, you shouldn't be allowed to get one.
Yeah. That's it.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. I concur.
Okay. All right. Good. We're all in agreement.
I'll get a tattoo. It'll be like a period. Just like one little dot.
Yeah, like Phoebe from Friends.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM, Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. So why don't we do that? For the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April.
Hello.
Good luck.
Glad to have you, April.
For the guys, we got Chris in Murfreesboro. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to both of you. We have a warm-up, get-acquainted question.
We do. Let's start with Chris. Hey, Chris, what was the last new thing that you tried?
Definitely would be sushi. Ooh.
And how did it go?
I didn't like it.
Not ordering sushi again. Okay.
No.
Okay. I know. I'm not a sushi guy, but people who love it a lot.
I love it. You know, just don't buy it at a gas station.
That's where I got mine, so I think.
Gas station sushi.
Oh, okay.
That's where you got it.
Which actually would be a good name for a band.
Yes, it would. April, what about you? What's the last new thing that you tried?
We went glass blowing.
Glass blowing?
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
And that looks difficult. How did it go?
It wasn't too bad because the instructors tell you how to do it. So it was actually a lot of fun.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Cool. All right.
So you're making your own bongs now. Good for you.
Don't put that on her.
Ornament, thank you very much.
Yeah. You tell them. Okay, April and Chris, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble, and we'll start you off with multiple choice questions.
All right, April, is tap out a maneuver in poker, baseball, or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Yes. That's right. Good job.
Okay, Chris. Is fuchsia a color, a brand of shoes, or a hair treatment?
Color.
It's a color.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you know what color family it's in?
This is just a bonus.
It's a bonus question.
Yeah.
In the pink family.
Oh my goodness!
Is it really?
It is.
I was gonna guess green, but I guess not.
Yeah. No, I think it's like kind of a purple pink. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. All right, it's a tie to one.
All right, April. What makes Daredevil different from the other superheroes?
He likes a screw.
All
right, Chris.
He likes screws.
What makes Daredevil different from other superheroes?
He's blind.
He is blind. Yes. Okay. Well, you stole a point there, Chris.
I was going to say he spells his name different from all the other superheroes. Will judges take that?
Far from to get a personalized license plate at Dollywood.
That's right. All right. It's 2-1. Screw worked against you.
All right. So, Chris, you could wrap up a victory with the correct answer here.
Okay. Camilla Parker Bowles is married to the Bowles. Is it Bowles?
I like it when you said it better.
Bowles.
Though.
It could
Camilla,
be Bowles.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
I'm sorry.
Well, I don't really like her, so the fact that I got her name wrong is even better.
Irritable Camilla Parker Bowles syndrome.
They made medications for that.
That's right.
Ask your doctor.
Anyway, okay. Who is she married to? What member of the royal family?
King Charles.
King Charles.
Yes, that is correct. Congratulations, Chris. April, we enjoyed having you on. Sorry it didn't go your way.
Thanks for giving us the biggest laugh of the day.
Oh, Gina, that was great. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Yeah, we're laughing near you.
Around you.
Yeah, it's been a make fun of Gina day today. It's okay.
No. Congratulations, Chris. We have a nice prize for you. April, we hope you'll play again real soon.
Please.
We do gender wars twice a day at 7:20 and 8:20. Two final contestants hoping to make it into the Fatal Four.
It's time for the most cutthroat competition. Serial killers battling it out and slashing their way to number one. Murder Madness.
Remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. Yes. Please, no betting.
Exactly. Yeah. Our final two contestants, hoping to make it into the final four, the Fatal Four, is Eileen Wuornos, who was the first female serial killer, and Ed Gein, who was busy about 100 years ago. Doing a lot of bad things.
Was he the Green River Killer?
No, he was one that he decorated his house.
Oh, he was the inspiration parts for the Silence.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs and Psycho and other stuff like that.
Okay.
Leatherface. Yeah, he's got a busy resume.
Mm.
So who is going to decide who wins? Somebody who's very familiar with murderers, and that is Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC, the AI version.
Let's see how it goes.
Ah, yes. Let's continue your murder madness. With two names, two nightmares in human form, but only one can move forward. On one side, Eileen Wuornos, America's most infamous serial killer, a drifter, a hustler, a woman with a gun and a grudge. She claimed it was self-defense, but was it? A tragic past, a violent past, and oh, that final statement, I'll be back. Chilling. And then Ed Gein, the inspiration for Psycho, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and oh, yes, Silence of the Lambs. A handyman with a flair for the macabre. Furniture made of flesh. Masks made of skin. Oh, dear. Talk about home decor that just doesn't sit right. So who takes this one? The highway killer who is struck in the open? Or the recluse who turned his farmhouse into a horror museum? Eileen had firepower. But Gein? Well, he wasn't just about the kill. He made art from his victims. And in this twisted little tournament, creativity counts. Ed Gein moves on.
Woo!
Wow, the lot lizard loses.
Back to you, Woody, Jim, Gina.
Thanks, Keith. AI Keith Morrison.
So that means the Fatal Four is all set. And we will get eliminations tomorrow.
Okay, let's run down who we've got in the Fatal Four. So we have Ed Kemper, who beat O.J. Simpson earlier this morning.
Right. Yep.
We have
Ed Gein, who just beat Eileen Wuornos.
That's right. And then yesterday,
we had the Zodiac Killer beating the Menendez brothers.
Yep.
And the final contestant is Gary Ridgway, who beat Jeffrey Dahmer. So there's your Fatal Four.
Well, there's a doctor in Nashville who he takes his patients as a membership. So it's membership based. There's no insurance involved.
Okay.
And his whole goal is to be able to communicate with his patients more. He wants to spend like an hour with them instead of just 10 minutes. He says, you know, most primary doctors see 30 to 40 mostly sick patients a day. So he's trying to cut down on that, maybe see 10 a day, if that. You know, it's $189 a month for an adult under 50. It's a little bit older for an older person.
Right.
But it's a lot of preventative care. And so his hope is like, you know, he doesn't want to see sick patients. He wants to see them healthy. So he does like full blood panels, fat assessments, massage therapy, wellness services. And he kind of used it as like cars. Like, you know, so cars have car insurance, but you also have to pay for gas and
maintenance
and all this. So he's trying to eliminate all that. So,
wow. See how that works out.
I have a niece who's a doctor, and she said that was possibly one way things will go, because they don't want to deal with insurance anymore.
Because that's a nightmare.
It is. Like, my parents are dealing with it right now after my dad's stroke, and they're saying, you know, he doesn't fit the criteria for like in-house therapy and stuff. And my mom's like, he can't walk and he can't see. Like, that was all caused by this stroke. It's not pre-existing conditions.
Right.
So it's just
they're set up to say no automatically unless you fight them to the teeth.
Right. Oh, stupid.
We'll see how that works out. It's the first day of spring. Be happy. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
On a side note, Gina just said an interesting wardrobe malfunction.
My overalls, I can't get them back on together.
You're trying to tighten them, but you can't get the little
I'm legit in the sweating.
Slot. Okay, you'll be all right.
It's fine.
It's radio. Nobody can see it.
Yeah. Exactly. Goodness gracious. Well, there's three schools in Sumner County that are banding together their construction classes to make some beds for underprivileged kids.
Oh, nice.
The beds are going to the Sumner County chapter of the Sleep and Heavenly Peace nonprofit. And that group gives beds to families to ensure no child will have to sleep on the floor.
That's fantastic.
I like that. It's very
really cool.
I love that. They're learning stuff. They're learning trades, and they're benefiting people who, if they're lucky, have a mattress on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Yep.
Keep it up. Good job, kids. Can you help Gina with her?
Yeah, can you build me something overalls? To fix my overalls? Jeez Louise.
There's a Woody and Jim mood boost.
It totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
I got it!
You got it!
Yes!
Whoa! We can go on with the show now. Three things you want to know this morning. A woman in Texas won the lottery, $83.5 million, but they haven't paid her yet because they're investigating it. She didn't buy it in person. She bought it through an app called Jackpocket. It's owned by the same gambling people that do DraftKings.
Okay.
Where you go on there and you pay them, and then they send somebody out to buy the lottery ticket for you. But I guess according to Texas state law, and most laws about the lottery, is you have to pay cash
yourself.
Yeah. So
it's like DoorDash.
They're thinking about it. So $83 million up for grabs.
Wow.
She's gonna be very excited and very nervous.
It's gonna
be a court case big time.
Yeah. No kidding. Wow.
So they are trying to stop scalpers from scalping appointments at the DMV in Broward and Miami-Dade counties in Florida. Now, this kind of has to do with, remember, it seems like for the last 20 years, they've been telling us, you're going to need to get real ID.
Yeah.
Right. Because I guess even if you want to fly, even between cities in the United States, not outside the country, you're going to need a real ID. Well, I guess that deadline is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a passport, you need this real ID. from the DMV. Mm. And people are lining up, hundreds of people outside of the DMV. And there's also ways to make appointments online so you can go in and get your real ID. But scalpers, at least they said 200 appointments were made by suspicious people who are selling them for up to $200 to people who desperately need the new ID. I don't know, like, why this is just in Florida, because that's all over the United States thing.
Yeah. Right.
So you might want to make your appointment now if you need one here.
Jeez. Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse has been dethroned from the overall spot of America's favorite restaurant chain.
Mm. Really?
It is now Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Nothing Bundt Cakes?
Yeah. Which I don't even...
It shouldn't be in the same category.
And how is it a restaurant?
That's a bakery.
Yeah.
Like you grab a plastic thing. I mean, I love those cakes.
Yeah,
we had them at our wedding.
Yeah, you grab them and you walk out of the store. Yeah. Ruth's Chris is an experience.
Yeah, it is.
It's close to religious for me.
Yeah.
Like, I love that place.
And they don't make steak-flavored Bundt Cakes.
No. No, they don't.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the Morning from our fabulous Eurostone Studios. It is the first day of spring. Yay!
Yay!
It's kind of a yucky day out this morning.
Yeah, so that way we know it's spring in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's true.
But this
was
the real spring. It's not the fake spring we have every couple of weeks.
Right. Yeah. Technically, on the calendar, it counts today.
Yeah.
I went out to the movies yesterday, and I don't know if you guys have, like, little personal rules about the movies when you go to a theater, but I do. Like, you know, some of them are really simple. Like, I don't go to be there for when they say the movie starts. I go because it's 25 minutes of trailers and
commercials.
I show up like
15
minutes after it's supposed to start. I still see 10 minutes worth of commercials.
Right.
You know, I don't like when people talk about the movie during the movie. I like to talk about it afterwards. So yesterday I went to go see the movie Black Bag, which is like an espionage thriller.
Okay.
And
Kate Blanchett in it.
Kate Blanchett. And it was really good. It's real like cerebral, you know, double crosses and all that kind of stuff. It's an afternoon showing, you know, it's like 2 o'clock.
On a
Wednesday afternoon is not going to be, you know, very crowded.
Right.
So I go into the app and I purchase my seat, and then, you know, they make you pick a seat. And there's
if there's nobody else in the theater.
There's nobody in the theater, but I pick a seat kind of somewhere in the middle. And so then I go in, and I probably made it with like 5 minutes to spare. So the movie pretty much comes on right away. And just as the movie's starting, one other person comes in, and they're staring at their phone looking for their seat. And they sit down 2 seats away from me.
No. Nope.
There's an empty theater.
Nope.
There's only two of you.
And there's only two of us.
No. Nope.
Okay. Another person did walk in a little later, and they sat in a different spot in the theater. But like, okay, that person had to pick their seat, and they see that I've already purchased a seat right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they decide they're going to sit right next
to
me.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
It's so weird.
So, yeah. Like, I'm trying to, you know, figure out, like, oh, what are the twists and turns of this movie? Who's, you know, who's going to be the double cross? And who's the mole? And, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And is the person next to me actually a stalker?
Yeah.
And why did they pick a seat right next to me?
That is, that's uncomfortable. Yeah.
That is.
Weird.
Yeah. I have rules, like I like to sit in a certain spot to see the, you know, a few rows back. You know, one time we went to a movie premiere, and it was one of those movies where they take your phone.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
Because I want you. But the guy sitting next to me, who worked at another radio station, was like talking to his Apple Watch the whole time.
Oh, you're kidding.
They took his phone, but he said, and he's covering up like, and so I'm hearing that the whole time.
It's like Secret Service.
Yeah, right? Yeah. What are you doing? Like calling in, like, you know, support and airstrikes?
We went to a movie theater one time, and she was talking, and then she would make, like, oh my gosh, no way. He did not. The whole time. And I'm like,
save that for when you're at home.
We are never watching. We're never going to a movie. Like, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. And then you actually just go, like,
I'm just going
to
go home.
Eight rows away.
There's been violence toward Tesla owners. And there's, of course, there was firebombing and spray painting of some Tesla dealerships.
Gosh.
And Elon Musk is saying, I can't believe what is it with all the hatred toward Teslas? They're wonderful cars. Is he that naive to think, no, we don't hate Teslas. We hate you.
Well, the sales are tanking.
Yeah, they are.
And they always say that, I guess, the biggest indicator is how much cars on the used market go for.
Right.
And I had heard
you can get them pretty cheap now.
People cannot get rid of them.
Yeah.
Wow. And I just hit Google, and Gina, look at this. I'm seeing, a two-year-old Tesla. The retail price is $80,000, by the way.
Right.
It has 9,000 miles. It's 28 grand.
Oh, my gosh.
There's,
wait, let's stop talking about this so I can go buy a new car.
Yeah, I know. This 2025 Tesla, which is this year, the Model Y, which is a step up.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what that goes for, but I know it's a lot more than 80 grand. And this one's got 3,000 miles. You can get it for 41,000.
Jeez.
Wow. So, well, people who do have Teslas are putting stickers on them saying, I bought it before Elon found out he was crazy.
I've also seen stories where people take the nameplate off and they put like the Audi circles over it, like trying to pretend it's a different
brand.
Ah,
yeah.
That's clever.
That's funny.
Amazon has ended a little feature that they let you have with the Amazon Echo, a little speaker that you put up on your table or whatever.
Yeah.
That let you opt out of sending the recordings back to Amazon because, it's recording and it's listening. And, it would send it back to the mothership.
Yes.
Unless you, went onto your phone or your computer and told it, I don't want to send my personal stuff to your company.
I
don't want Jeff Bezos to know when I get up in the morning.
they're ending that in a couple of days. There's no choice. It's all going to Jeff Bezos.
Yes. You will be assimilated.
That almost
resistance is futile.
It almost seems illegal, like an invasion of privacy or something.
Yeah. Well, there is a way out of it, and it's exactly what my wife did, which was, I don't want those things listening to us, and she shoved them in a drawer and put towels over them.
Yep.
So they can't hear you, even though they're not plugged in.
They were unplugged. That is all true story.
Even though your phone is doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I know. That war is lost.
What are we doing the rest of the day, y'all?
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Yay.
Yep. And then I do have to go pick up that bone marrow lotion today. I didn't pick it up on Monday, so I'm going to go pick it up today.
So what does the bone marrow lotion do?
I think it's just supposed to be more, it's natural, and it's supposed to be more like nourishing to the body.
And, like a moisturizer.
Oh, so it's a moisturizer.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was going to say, where do you put it?
Yeah. All over your body.
Okay.
What do you think, a suppository? Yeah.
No.
Is there a moisturizer suppository?
It's a topical treatment.
Okay, now Scott, all I'm going to think about the rest of the day now. My girlfriend is still sick. She's coughing a lot. She's having what they call a productive cough, which is not any more fun than a not productive cough.
Yeah.
But I'll be making sure to get her some soup and stuff. And then I also have a couple of phone calls to make about some financial things. So.
Gotcha.
Yay!
Fun.
After I leave here, I've got a quick appointment with our show doctor, Dr. Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. John Scott Major at Summit Primary Care. Shameless plug bell. We don't get anything from him for doing it. It was just like, we all go to the same doctor.
Yeah.
Woody and I do.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm meeting up with my friend who got the deal done and got the black market eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So for me,
your co-conspirator.
I've got, black market eggs from a farmer out in some unknown agricultural location in Tennessee.
Double check. Make sure they're chicken eggs.
Ooh.
I don't care. As long as they're good and cheap.
That's true. Get an ostrich egg. It'll last you the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great day. We will catch you back here tomorrow morning with the Fatal Four in our Murder Madness.